Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. In this audio, I'm going to cover Psalms 124. I will call this psalm, Our Help is in the Name of the Lord. The heading of the psalm is this, A Song of Ascents, that's A-S-C-E-N-T-S, A Song of Ascents of David. So we know that David, assuming the heading is correct, which I always do, we will assume that David is the author. Now, what does ascents mean? A song of ascents, a song of going up. Here are four options from the NIV Study Bible. It could be that the music accompanying this psalm went up in pitch. I don't think that's the correct option. Option number two, the NIV Study Bible suggests that ascents refers to the steps of the Jews returning from captivity. For example, they came back from Babylon, and they had to go up to Jerusalem, some of them, to go to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is up on a hill. Option number three, ascents refers to the fact that this psalm was sung as Levitical singers walked up the steps of the temple. They would sing this psalm. Of course, part of the Levitical duties was worship in the temple. That's a reasonable option, I think. But option number four, suggested by the NIV Study Bible, is the option that is suggested by most commentators, at least most that I've read, Adam Clark, for example, gotquestions.org. This option says that this was a song of ascents sung by pilgrims going up to Jerusalem because Jerusalem's on a hill, and then the pilgrims had to come to Jerusalem three times a year, the males did, in the spring for Passover, in the summer for the Feast of Weeks, and in the autumn for the Feast of Tabernacles. And so we will assume that the pilgrims are singing this psalm as they come up. Now, this is the fifth of 15 psalms. Psalms 124 is the first of 15 psalms that are entitled A Song of Ascents. David was the author of four of them. Solomon was the author of one of them, and 10 of them are anonymous. This is one of the four Davidic ascent psalms. So we begin now. And I will read the entire psalm, verses 1 through 8. David begins, If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, If the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger against us. Then the waters would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept over us. Praise the Lord, who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net. The net is torn, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, this psalm sounds a theme that you often see in the Psalms, and especially in the Psalms of David, deliverance from enemies. David had so many enemies, and he was constantly writing about defeating those enemies. And he knew that the reason he defeated those enemies was because, as he says in verse 1, the Lord was on our side, on Israel's side. Now, David is so sure that God is on his side, he repeats that idea in verse 2. He says it in verse 1, God is on our side. Then he says in verse 2, if the Lord had not been on our side. He mentions it twice in the first two verses. Now, note how skeptics mock those who say this. Oh, you said God was on your side, but look at you, you got defeated. And there's lots of examples in Western history where people have said that God was on their side, and then they got whomped. I think of Maria Theresa of Austria. She was a devout Catholic. She was always saying God was on her side. And then Frederick II the Great beat her armies to a pulp. Of course, then Maria Theresa and her devout Catholic entourage would say, well, we deserved it because we were being chastised for our sins. You can't lose. You go that way. So, yes, it's true that many, many Christians tried to baptize their foolishness with God's name. Happens all the time. But that should not prohibit us or discourage us from understanding and knowing and saying that God is indeed on the side of the believer because we are his children, he loves us, and he's going to take care of us. Let's read some other scriptures which express that sentiment. Psalms 118 verse 6, the author of which is unknown, says this, The Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's the NASB translation. The King James translation of that psalm is, The Lord is on our side, which of course has come down into English-speaking culture. In Romans 8:31, Paul says this, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Paul, of course, is quoting the same idea in the Psalms. And David himself says in Psalms 56, verse 9, Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. So I guess the lesson we should take from this is we need to know that God is on our side, but we need to be sure that we are not praying amiss when we ask him to come to our side and aid us in whopping our enemies. Now, who were the enemies that David was specifically referring to here? In verse 3, he says, they would have swallowed us alive. Who were the they? Well, it could be the Egyptians. Remember, the Israelites were enslaved to Egypt. John Gill says it's just a general reference to all the enemies of David, which is the way I take it. Adam Clark says this is Haman the Persian's persecution of the Jews. As we read in the book of Esther, Clark thinks Mordecai wrote this psalm, and the book of Esther is the best commentary on this psalm. Well, I don't think that many people follow Clark in that. That's just speculation. It doesn't really matter. The point is David had enemies. Now, he sort of mixes two metaphors here. He's got being swallowed alive and eaten up. On the one hand, the enemies are trying to do to him, and on the other hand, they are trying to flood him with raging waters. So David sort of doesn't really mix his metaphors, but he runs two metaphors parallel to each other. In verse 4, he says, Then the waters would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us. Verse 5, the raging waters would have swept over us. Here's some other scriptures which David wrote, Psalms, or a psalm, two verses in a psalm, Psalms 18, that David wrote, talking about being overcome by torrents of waters. In Psalms 18:4, David says this, The cords of death encompassed me, and the torrents of ungodliness terrified me. I know how he feels as I sit here on election day thinking about the fools that are running for office in a certain party whose name I will not mention except that the first letter starts with the same letter that damnation starts with, a party that has politicized the police agencies in this country, the federal police, a party whose Supreme Court nominee cannot tell Congress what a woman is, a party who sits back and watches $2 billion of property and countless lives destroyed and riots, but won't say a thing about it. But at any rate, yes, America is sitting where torrents of ungodliness are terrifying Christians right now. And David says in Psalms 18, verse 16, He sent from on high, He took me, He drew me out of many waters. And that's the good news. As bad as it looks, raging waters, torrents, God drags David out. And Israel, too, because he's talking about Israel here. Let Israel say all this. In verse 6, David says, Praise the Lord, who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. And so there's the other metaphor, raging lion eating Israel up. David wrote another psalm where he talked about the fear of getting eaten alive by lions. Psalms 57, verse 4, David says this, My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. So the tongue and the teeth of lions are used to appropriately symbolize the enemies of David. David says in verse 7, We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net, the we is Israel. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net, or the snares, the NASB has it. An unknown author of Psalms 91:3 says this, He himself will deliver you from the hunter's net, from the destructive plague. Deliverance, folks. God is a God of deliverance. He never promises that you won't get in a tight spot because Christians get in tight spots all the time, but God is always a God of deliverance. And if he doesn't deliver you in this life, he'll deliver you in the next life. We will always be delivered from our enemies. Now, of course, the psalmist is talking about deliverance in this life. And David was, as a matter of fact, delivered every time that he was attacked. So David says in verse 7, he has escaped. In verse 8, he says, Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. The idea is, if God did such a big thing like making the heavens and earth, he can sure do a small thing like deliver David. The Holman Christian Study Bible actually capitalizes maker, the maker of heaven and earth. Ladies and gentlemen, on that positive note, the idea that God helps us, he delivers us. We have now finished Psalms 124. We are now ready to go to Psalms 125 in our next audio, which I will entitle The Lord Surrounds His People. I hope you stay tuned for that audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.